Welcome to We Could Be Wrong, But Who Cares? I'm Anderson.
Yo, dude, my mood.
Mr. X.
This is Karen.
Sean. And Mike.
Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this glorious day as we enter into battle, fighting for the souls of our fellow countrymen. Amen.
Amen. I'll agree with that.
Which means God is greater.
What nice. Did you say, Mahmoud?
Allahu Akbar, which is an Arabic phrase for God is greater. And Salam Alaikum, which is peace unto you. So thank you, Mr.
All right, guys. So perfect. Well, let's get the show started. I think the first subject that we wanted to talk about today was religion. So I guess the big question is, do we feel there is religious freedom in the United States? Do we feel that every religion gets to practice how they feel?
Well, I have something to say about this. I feel like there's a division amongst people with their peers of same religions, even against those in other religions. However, when it comes to us functioning as a nation, it's not about dividing us. And in politics specifically, the members are affiliated by their religious stance, and I don't see why that there is a purpose for that. And in regards to religious freedom in the United States, there's policies in place that allow you to be able to practice whatever you want as long as it's in civil manners. There's the free exercise clause in the First Amendment, like Sean said earlier. And if you don't like a specific religion, it's not up to you to decide that you don't want it. You know, if any religion was to abide by proper protocol and policy, it shouldn't be infringed on it just because you don't like it. That's kind of I just don't see how you can say, oh, my stance is more
proper. Now, we understand that part. We think that really happens.
Because some people act out violently.
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean there.
Yeah, I'm missing it.
There was this case in Iowa where this religious group went and abided by the proper protocol and policy to put their
display.
I had a hard time finding a word for it. A display. Yeah. And there was disagreements with it because a lot of people didn't like what it represented. It was a satanic temple by a religion, and a former Mississippi House candidate destroyed it, vandalizing the statue, even though that party went and did the proper policies. He just vandalized it because he didn't like what it stood for. What happens when that happens? That's what rules and policies are around for, you know.
Well, yeah, that's why we have laws. But that's like what Mr. X was saying, or somebody, one of you guys said, what religion other people practice is none of my business. I practice and abide by my religion, right? Because you're only worried about you and your life after death, I guess, or where you're going to end up, if you make it to heaven or not, based on your actions while you're living here on earth on your borrowed time.
Yeah, but I think not all people will let you live that way. Though some people do look negatively at other religions.
Well, more wars have been started from religion than any other reason in you and the world history.
But that's because people can't separate. There has to be a separation of, you know, your religion, imposition of what your religious beliefs are on other people, because we don't all practice the same thing, right? So who are you to tell me that, we'll just say, I don't know, what's a sin that I commit? Okay, me smoking or getting tattoos, right? I think it's in the Bible where you're not supposed to desecrate your, because your body is holy, right? But I have tattoos, I smoke, and I used to drink alcohol. But I don't know, I think as a human, to be judging somebody and imposing your religion and then doing that, like, that's hatred. Like, that's not showing love out of religion. It's you're hating on somebody's religion, albeit, you know, it's a satanic group or whatever, which I don't practice that either. I don't know. I think it's wrong to do that as well.
Do what as well?
Okay. Mr. X?
No, you think to do what as well is wrong, Karen?
To desecrate someone's holy place because you disagree with their religion or what they're practicing.
Okay. So the Church of Satan put up a statue in the Capitol building, and a ex representative of the state came in and destroyed it. Is that right, Mahmood?
Yes, Mr. X.
Okay. The question is, people like him will not let others worship their religion?
The meaning the man who destroyed the display.
Yes.
Won't let people do what he wanted to do.
Is that
what you meant?
Well, is that what Mahmood was saying by other people won't let you worship your path?
Yes. I mean, they went by the proper policy to have that bigger head.
I do not condone what that ex representative of that state did, but I understand. As a Christian, I know Satan is the antagonist to God, a fallen angel, and he works very hard to manipulate us daily. Within our group here, the fact that a majority of you say, I believe in Christianity, but I'm more spiritual or whatnot, I understand. However, your path moved away from where you once were, I'll pray for you. But I believe, and I do not know this representative, for him, it was like having some type of pornography where children could see. And he was doing his best to protect their children, because as I've noticed, the people from the left, they're going more further and further away from any moral respect, allowing anything, because who does it hurt? It hurts our children. And I feel like people have really dropped the ball on that. As adults, sure, but the children need to be protected from pornography, from satanic rituals and worship.
Totally understand what you're saying, Mr. X. I think, first of all, we've had the topic has been very interesting.
Did you understand the other party before you condemned them, Mr. X? Did you even look into the mission of the Satanic Temple besides labeling them by just the word?
Well, hold on. I understand what Mr. X is saying, but let me get a point here. If you go by what the law says, they did it correctly, which is exactly what you said, Mahmood. And I understand Mr. X's point about kids. The same thing happens if you look at a lot of abortion clinics. There are people out protesting in front of abortion clinics with pictures of dead fetuses. I don't think our kids need to see that either, but it's legal and they don't stop it. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that is very offensive out there, but we allow it because the law says it's okay. But I understand what Mr. X is saying, that guy felt it wasn't okay. I don't feel it's okay to have dead fetus pictures around my granddaughter, but it's what it is. Does that make sense, guys?
That's understandable, but I was trying to say is, before you condemn a different party, at least try to understand who they are and what their mission set is.
I think you're very naive, sir. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to attack you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you went a little further and looked into what they stood for, they didn't do devil worship. There were some pretty Christian concepts in the doctrine of that church. Is that what you're saying, Mahmood? Because that's what I got out of it when I did research.
Yes, Mike, I am.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, by on the surface, oh my God, there must be devil worshipers. Not at all. They weren't even close to that. I think what they were doing is challenging the interpretation of, is there just one religion here, or are you going to allow all groups to come forward? And I don't. If you looked at the literature, looked at the information that they presented, it wouldn't be offensive to children. So, but you had to look more carefully.
If a child.
And the other part would be, I'm not sure how many kids would be walking through the state capitol looking at the displays, but I don't know. Maybe that's what they were for. They were for children.
Exactly. Field trips or whatnot. But think about it. Is a kid going to be reading the doctorate? Do I want my child to read the doctorate of the Satanic Church? There's better ways that they could have challenged the Christianity folk. But that way, it was a setup. They wanted this type of confrontation. I'm not condoning what the gentleman did, but I understand. And for some people to just say freely, oh, they should have read first. As children, you don't. You see Satan, you think it's funny, you think it's cool. I mean, how many of our youth now do ridiculous things that are dangerous because it's taboo?
Mr. X, I disagree with you, because I think I've always thought that the teachings, how you want to shape your child, starts at home. So I can't put the responsibility on others, or I can't hold them accountable, or because if I held people accountable for how my child turns out, I mean, I would hope that my kids, I mean, none of my kids, you know, they've been exposed to a lot of stuff out there, being out with their friends, what they see, what they watch, but they're good kids. I mean, they're turning out to be good kids. And I'm proud to say that maybe me and my husband did something right, because they're not growing up to be criminals, or, you know, and they've been exposed to that at a young age. So I think it just depends on the teachings at home, and we have to trust our teachings at home, what we're instilling in our kids' minds at a young age, to hold true when they're faced with and exposed to stuff like that, right?
The
like,
Lord has
I don't
blessed
know how
you
you're
tremendously
to pornography
to have children, and that are strong enough to understand that, and you've done well. I know you say church was a major thing in your life, and the Lord's blessed you. It shows it with that statement you made. But also, it's foreseen children to have conversations parents don't want to have with their kids yet. I don't want my 6-year-old or my 8-year-old or my 10-year-old asking me to read them the doctorates of the Church of Satan. Because not all Satanists have the same parallel values of Christianity. Some love orgies. If you look at the Church of Satan in San Francisco, they were known for that. So, you know, I can't figure out which one's the good Satan and which one's the bad Satan. All I know is that I don't need my kids exposed to that. I don't want to be forced to have that conversation. It's why elementary schools send slips home. And when they're in 5th or 6th grade talking about, we're going to do sex education, do you want your children to participate? That's a courtesy that I appreciate. These people did not give that courtesy. And a gentleman felt it was his duty to destroy that blasphemy of a statue. And I'm very, again, I don't condone it, but I understand greatly.
Well, it sounds like the good Satan is the one with the orgy.
And there it is. The good Satan is the one with the orgies. Okay. So, again, sometimes I feel like it's mass hysteria what you liberals do and say. I don't know if you guys...
You're not labeling, are you? You're not labeling here.
Yeah, I think he is.
It seems to be a consistent pattern where everything's a joke.
Thank you.
Where things become about... Joe or Jane are doing this, so let me virtue signal out there that I'm doing it too. And this is why there's such a great divide. At some point, we need to stand our ground, and with President Trump, who I believe is the president still, and I can't wait until he comes back in, we'll straighten all this out, because the truth is, I pray for each and every liberal out there who thinks it's okay. Who thinks...
Mr. X, I have a question for you. I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you, okay, as a female, okay, and maybe just a person. You sound like a very religious person. You live by your Bible and your religion. But then at the same sentence, the same breath, you sound like you idolize Trump, but you believe that he has a moral compass and values, like good values that you feel are okay for your children to emulate and look up to? Like, that's an honest question. I'm not attacking you. I've always wondered, what is it about, you know, the Trump supporters? What is it that you see in him that the way that you talk about him?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. The Lord chooses anyone amongst us. The Lord chose David, who had an affair with Bathsheba. The Lord chooses flawed people. And President Trump, he's a flawed man, but he is a man that keeps to my moral compass and getting us to the promised land. I want to make this very clear. When President Trump was in office, he put three Supreme Court justices in that had conservative values. And he continues to do right amongst the conservative party because the far left has now controlled their party. There's no more moderate liberals anymore. They all want children being able
to... Mr. X, you're being ridiculous. You're being so unreligious right now. They all want. I do. I want.
I said the far left. I thought I was pretty clear that I said
the
far left.
And then you also said there is no such thing as the middle anymore. Did you forget? You just
I also said that I feel like it's mass hysteria, and I feel very sorry for a majority of you that's been caught up with this almost... It's like you guys are in a cult now.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. X.
Just pray for us, Mr. X.
I am, each day. And I'll pray for you, Anderson. I'll pray for you that you think orgies are okay. I don't know if you have children or not, but I'll pray for
you
on that,
too. Please don't pray for me. Don't include me in your prayers. Sorry.
He was making a joke. He was making a joke. That's all, Mr. X. That's all. We're not trying to get on you there.
I do have a serious question, though. How would you feel, Mr. X, if somebody went into that same place and tore down a Catholic statue instead? Do you think that should be accepted as well because they didn't like it?
I think I made it clear that I did not condone any of this, any of that gentleman's reaction. I did understand.
Right, and he didn't condone, so he's not saying it was a good thing. No. He understands why it happened, but he did not condone it in the least little bit. He made that clear.
Well, what if a man came in and destroyed a Muslim display?
This country has religious freedoms. I understand that. And I would really much like to know why a person would come in and destroy a Muslim display. And I would try to understand that. I wouldn't right away, you know, try to attack them. I see that you guys want to get me in a gotcha situation, and I feel sad for those who say they don't want me to pray for them. I will pray for you anyways, because that's my good Christian duty to do so. All I want to point out is that I'm not trying to be your enemy. I just feel like you guys are sucked in to a mass hysteria that the far left wants for you. I mean...
And that's how we feel about you when you support Trump.
Yeah, that's the divide. If we can try to find a way to overcome that divide and talk more rationally and in a more understanding way, that's what we're trying to accomplish, or at least that's what a lot of people are trying to accomplish.
Well, and I really think we're doing that now. We're trying to talk, all of us are, reasonably.
Okay. But Mr. X, you came across a bit strong there, you know, when you said, when you implied, you know, that there's no such thing as a middle road anymore. And it's all the far left, the far, far left has overcome the middle road. And, you know, because that bothered me. And I think it bothers a lot of on the left, because there is an extreme left, just as there is an extreme right, you know. And I don't think most of the candidates don't fit into the extreme right. Most Republicans don't fit into the extreme right. Yet you said most Democrats fit into the extreme left. So yeah, I took issue with that comment.
I understand that. I did get a little impassioned, only because everything's a joke.
No, nothing serious. Let me be helpful here, perhaps. Anderson is very quick-witted, and he likes to put out zingers. And we appreciate, or most of us appreciate that, because it lightens things up. We don't take him literally. We don't take him, or I don't. I'll speak for myself. I don't take him literally, and I don't, denigrate what he says, because it's something that's, you know, maybe it doesn't, I don't find funny.
To provide comedic relief sometimes.
Yeah, I've never taken him literally.
Situation.
Yeah. I did find something, by the way, Mr. X, talking about the display in Iowa. Ron DeSantis seized on the issue on Monday, town hall with CNN. He blamed rival and political leader President Donald Trump for the issue, noting that the IRS first approved the Satanic Temple status as a religion in 2019 under his presidency. That was kind of curious. I didn't know that. That's kind of curious. So I guess it happened under Donald Trump's presidency.
This is why DeSantis is always third fiddle when it comes to President Trump, because he wants to be in power. At the same time, Governor DeSantis did say he would pay for all legal fees for the person who destroyed the monument.
Yes, so, right, for the person, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not so bad. He's okay.
Big subject. I'm going to just do a few facts that I have. So for first of all, those of you guys who don't know, 1620, the Pilgrims, who were Puritan separatists, actually fleeing the Church of England, came here in search of lands to practice religious freedom. So those were actually the first people that actually landed in Plymouth Rock in that area. So they were Puritan separatists that did not want to have the Church of England. When we founded this country, in September of 1789, the Congress adopted the First Amendment, which was ratified in 1791, which basically forbade the Congress to make any law respecting any establishment of religion. So kind of separation of church and state. I think, Mahmoud, you said you had was an amendment to the Constitution that talked about religion?
It was a memorandum for all executive departments of agencies by the Attorney General. And a clause in there was, by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993, it prohibits the federal government for substantiating or burdening any religious observation or practice unless it has the imposition of a burden or on a particular practice adherent that satisfies strict scrutiny. So say the public was to vote on a topic or matter that was negative to the society, then it could be scrutinized.
Okay. And just for people who don't know, I did a little research on what the U.S. breakdown is for religious practices. And if you go by the most individual one, the most one is unaffiliated, where people just don't want to say I'm this religion or that religion. But in reality, there's the highest one was Protestant, followed by Catholicism, then Christian, Mormon, and Judaism. So those were the highest ones. This is a really large topic, I think. Why don't we start with Karen? Karen, what's your feeling on religion in the United States?
That's what the topic is, what we feel about religion is in the United States.
Does it interfere with our government? Does government use religion? You know, I mean, I think there's a lot to talk about, so I just want to get what people feel is in their mind.
Well, I was raised Catholic, but I disagree with a lot of the practices. So I guess, I don't know, I think it's a personal thing, religion. It's such a touchy topic, subject, that I feel like, and I have experiences, I'm speaking from experience, somebody who was, and I'm not singling you out, it's just my experience with this religion, where a couple of people practicing that specific religion, instead of trying to share the gospel or the word of the Bible, I guess, from, you know, whatever they're practicing, I felt in those instances or interactions that they were trying to shove down my throat their religion and calling my religion wrong, which I totally disagree with. And that's a total turnoff for me. Like, if you're trying to open my eyes and trying to invite me to your church or whatnot, like, don't condemn me for not immediately believing or like jumping on the, you know, whatever you believe in. An example would be a door-to-door guy, or, you know, somebody promoting their new church. And he was giving me a flyer, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm, you know, Catholic. Back then I was going to church. And I said, I'm sorry, that's against my religion, but thank you. And then he started to preach and tell me that I'm going to go to hell or whatever. He became hostile and aggressive. So I was like, okay, well, that's not very
Christian-y,
you know, like, why are you hating on me?
Yeah, I'm just going to piggyback on what you said, Karen. I find that a lot when people have disagreements with religion, that they get offended by even just talking about it because they want to say that their side is more correct than anybody else, or that they just don't want to listen to the other side.
Or they're more righteous. Like, one of the things that turned me off about my own religion is the fact that the family that I was married into, they were very judgmental people, but they would go to, you know, they would go to church every Sunday, and they were big on reconciliation, you know, like having your go into communion and reconciliation, getting forgiveness by saying a bunch of prayers, but then they would turn around and, you know, judge people for the way they live their lives or like their clothing, and it was not very, I don't know, it was just a turnoff for me. Like, self-proclaimed religious people, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I see tend to be hypocritical people. They don't follow the word of God, in my opinion, because I think they think by going to church and being forgiven when you do accept the body of Christ, or when you go to reconciliation, you're starting off with a clean slate again and to do your whatever.
So I guess, what do we think about the Pope, who's the head of the largest religious, you know, the Catholic Church, saying that it's going to be okay for priests to bless same-sex couples, but he's not approving marriage yet? What do we think about that?
May I say something?
Please, go ahead.
I think the Pope should read his Bible more. That's what I think. I guess if he wants to bless, sure, I guess we could bless them. But if he moves forward to allowing same-sex marriage, I think he's going against the Lord's word.
Which is exactly what he said. That's exactly what the Pope said. The sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of marriage within the church is still within a man and a woman. That he's made that very clear. That's the position of the Catholic Church at this point.
Right.
And hopefully it stays that way. And that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, but
Go ahead.
But who cares if a man marries a man or a woman marries a woman?
It's not about who cares. It's about what the Lord written down. It's about what the Lord said.
So let me ask this.
Let me ask this first.
So when was the Bible? Did God write the Bible or did man write the Bible from his interpretation of what he thought God wanted?
The Lord inspired those he chose to write his word down.
And from my understanding, it was 500 years after Christ died.
The Lord inspired for those who he chose to write it down.
Okay. Not denying that at all.
Mr. X, if you truly believe that, I respect your position. But a little background on myself. I grew up Catholic, and I'm non-practicing now, but I still believe in God and a higher being. And I think that religion is there. It's built for people to provide a sense of community and structure. Personally, I don't think people should weigh super heavily on what the Lord says unless that is their belief. Besides that, they should focus on themselves and take care of themselves and any negative problems that they have, besides just focusing on what God says. What God says might not particularly matter to what your life situations are or other people's. You know, don't put your religions on me sometimes too.
So Mike, you were going to say something too?
I lost it. Mr. X said, you know, just what the Lord said, what the Lord said. But as I understand different religions, there are different lords. Right? There are
understood. Different idea versions of is God. That we're focusing on the Christian Bible, correct? The Pope
You are. Okay. Yeah, in America, yes. The primary focus is Christian.
Okay.
Even though there is Judaism okay. doesn't see it quite like Christians, correct?
I'm not worried about Judaism. I'm worried about the same Bible that the Catholic Church uses, that the Protestants use. I'm just worried about that. Even within that, there's different versions. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it makes it very clear. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's all.
Understand that completely, and I agree with you what the Bible says. My only food for thought is over centuries, I think feelings change, and the Bible obviously was written thousands of years ago. So, I mean, if God is an intelligent being, would his feelings change over time? I can't say that. I can't speak for him. I don't know. I just want to open up that people think about this, that there may be changes that could be made on modern day society.
And what you're saying.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Karen.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead,
so,
Karen.
From my teachings and growing up in a very religious family setting, I didn't grow up here in America. I grew up where I was born. I don't remember reading the Bible, although in church, like when we would go, because I was part of the choir and stuff, and we were taught catechism in school growing up. I don't remember reading the Bible, except for Sundays when we would read, what do you call those? Mahmoud, help me out. The scriptures?
Gospel. The gospel?
Scriptures?
Yeah, the scripture, right. The gospel, yeah. It would be a gospel reading, yes. Scripture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there polygamy and incest and stuff in the Bible?
I've never read it.
Mostly in the Old Testament, I believe, is where you're going to run into a man having several wives and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my question is, I guess, or a statement, and this has always been my question, piggybacking on what Sean had inferred, that it's written by humans. I feel like the Bible could be interpreted by like in so many different ways depending on what your personal belief is on something, right? And with our own biases too, I believe. That's why I disagree with people. Like, I don't care. Like, what I've told my kids, you shouldn't judge other people on their lifestyles or who they choose to love, because that will be God's job to judge them, you know?
For me, religion is not a touchy feeling or a feeling at all, because, you know, I'm not religious. So whatever anybody wants to believe, let them believe. That's how I feel. Like, so it's not a big deal for me.
All right, Mike.
But you know what? Going back to Karen's point, you know, there's a lot of religious people who are hypocrites. You know, they live by the Lord's name and want to do this and that, and then they turn around and do the opposite. And I find it funny, and it's just really dumb.
Mike?
Probably part of the reason why you're not a real fan of religion. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Very fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would consider myself more spiritual than religious, and it's for the same reason. Too many people wrap themselves in a cloak of religion in what they say, but they're what they do, their actions are completely different. And that bothers me a lot. It's, you know, religion's a personal choice. And we have a country, fortunately, that allows you to have the freedom to practice whatever religion you want. And that's very refreshing.
Well, that brings the next good point, which I wanted to talk about. First of all, I thank everyone for their talk up on religion. I think everyone did a very good job. I think we kept it rather calm on a subject that has been known to cause great distress in many family gatherings. So I think we did a good job on discussing at least a little bit of religion. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that former President Donald Trump is disqualified from holding presidency under Constitution Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. So they have basically excluded his name right now from the Republican primary ballot.
President Trump has been persecuted more than any man I've seen in political history in my lifetime. It's unbelievable, to the point where he's actually off the ballots in the state of Colorado.
Anderson, what's your feeling on that?
Could you read what that amendment read? It had something to do with an insurrection, correct? Or
yeah, it was. Yes, it was the insurrection clause. The thing about the clause, at least in my, I'll give you a little data, at least in my readings of it, there's nothing that says they have to be convicted, which I think is what a lot of people are looking at. It just says if they've participated in insurrection in the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. But you are correct. That's what that's about, is insurrection.
Yeah, and I believe that I thought he had to get, he had to be committed and found guilty of it. And you're telling me no, so
that's not in the fourth in the Section 3.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he did do it. He should be out. It is what it is. He made his bed. Now he got to sleep in it.
Karen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, or Mike.
Oh, it's very complicated. It's going to be very complicated. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, which it should, in cases like this. They're the ultimate decider in these kind of situations. I think we're very fortunate to have a third branch of our government that decides issues like this. On the state level, this is the decision that they have made, but it's not the final decision until it gets through the Supreme Court. So we're just going to have to wait and see. They're going to go back to other cases that have been judged, you know, like this, to decide if the state has the right to do that. So there's not a whole lot to say until they make the ultimate decision. That's the way I look at it.
Good point. Mr. X, what's your feeling on this judgment? You started the topic.
The fact that Biden knows that he's going to lose 2024, and he's already had the DOJ work extremely fast to try to take President Trump off the ballot, shows a lot. You know, Governor DeSantis said, I believe he said this either yesterday or this morning, that maybe his state should take off, it's hard for me to even say, current President Biden off the ballot for allowing 8 million illegals into the country, which violates the Constitution itself. Maybe Texas needs to do that too. And if California didn't have such a horrible governor, maybe he would have woken up to that as well. So if the left wants to do these unprecedented things and take President Trump off, well, so be it. Then game on. You know, the fact that Biden allowed all these illegals to come into our country without proper COVID vaccines, bending the rules for them, trying to get votes for him. Well, I think he should be off the ballot too in Texas, Florida as well.
So the only thing I would ask, and I respect your opinion, is that we need to have constitutional basis for that. You know, we can't just say because of the Constitution, what section says if someone lets illegal immigrants in,
this is
that
what
they can't be on the presidential ballot.
This is what Governor DeSantis said. I know he was a lawyer. I'm sure he's working on it. And I look forward to seeing the most corrupt president in President Biden off the ballots coming up pretty soon.
Well, and if there is a basis for it, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I might even support it if there's a basis for it in the Constitution. Mahmood.
For me, I think it's kind of a power move. Whoever decided to do it, to find some obscure text to
it's not obscure.
I mean, it hadn't been used since only 3 times since it was around. I read the last being in 2020. And others being in like 1990s or previous to that. So I call that obscure if it hasn't been used very frequently. And
not many people trying to overthrow the government either.
And I understand that. That's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't happen quite every day, does it?
However, I mean, it's just not a commonly used law.
No, it was originally made after the Civil War to stop the people that tried to fight against the United States, what they call the seditionists, to not take office is basically what original intent was.
Mr. Sean, can I say something real quick? Can I
of course.
Ask a direct question? Anderson, it sounds like to me you just hate President Trump because you have nothing positive to say about the guy. Am I correct in that?
Is he not a sore loser? He lost the election, and you believe that he did.
Okay.
So he's a loser. So he cried, he lied.
We obviously have someone who's extremely biased here. Okay, so, excuse me?
Well, you mean two people that are extremely biased.
Trump and
you and, yeah, if you want to give Anderson being super biased because he doesn't like Trump, you can't.
Anderson never gives any facts. All he gives is just zingers, as you said, zingers and jokes. I mean,
okay.
Did
okay.
I not give you a fact that no court agreed with him? He even was on the phone and asked for votes from Georgia. Correct?
I excuse me? He was on the phone and asked Georgia for votes?
Yeah.
First of all,
Georgia is not a person?
Georgia is not a person, but that is correct.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a factual phone call that
it sounds like to me you guys are really doing this without due process, that you guys have already convicted him as guilty. And
Wait, Mr. X,
those are facts.
That's a fact. There was a phone call. That was a recorded phone call.
A perfect phone call, by the way.
Attorney General of Georgia. What?
It was a perfect phone call.
Perfect phone call? What does that mean?
That's what President Trump said. It was a perfect phone call.
Okay,
he was just double checking to make sure everything was on the up and up.
And he asked if he could find 55,280 votes.
Well,
he made that comment.
That is currently
55,218 votes.
That is currently being in the court system right now, right? It's going through the system. Yeah. So then can we all just wait until we see what happens first before we just start making accusations?
Well, can we just saw? Go ahead, Karen.
No, I was just gonna say, how do you call a like his voice recording a recorded phone call. How is that not?
He was just clarifying there had been accusations of ballot stuffing. I would do the same thing too. I would like to make sure everything was in the up and up. So I believe that's our answer.
Well,
again, this is going through the system.
Right. We have to. I understand, Mr. X, exactly what you're saying. And I think we have to agree with that. It's going through the system now. They will decide what the story is in the long run. We all have our opinions on what the story is. So I think until the case is done, we have to kind of just, you know, suck it up. I do agree, Mr. X, that I know certain things that Donald Trump did very well. He helped my VA, you know, even though he made sure it was implemented. Stuff that other people have done, but he had done also. He was very good for animal rights. Anyone who walks up and said he was a jerk from the beginning, you have to look at the whole person. He did some things right. He did some things wrong.
Mr. Sean, that's can you just please my direct that to Anderson? Let him know that, because it sounds like he doesn't realize that.
Yeah, we all have very strong opinions.
He was saying exactly. Like yourself, right, you know, Mr. X?
You know, Mr. X, I want to go back to your comment a minute ago, if I may, about the liberals have, there's, what is that?
I was fat. I'd always been fat. I still remember the first time kids made fun of me.
Okay. I think I was looking something. My computer went crazy. We had, somebody brought, yeah, I don't know. Somebody brought, somebody made a challenge and said, you know what? I think President Trump violated the 14th Amendment. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. Whatever, that amendment. And they brought a lawsuit, okay? It goes to a court. And that's the process of the way it works in America, okay? But your interpretation was, oh boy, the DOJ's been working overtime to come up with this case, and they're gonna make it happen so that Donald Trump gets taken off as many elections as statewide elections as possible. That's a conspiracy.
I don't think that's a conspiracy from the point where where our great President Trump was in office. He's been impeached twice with false accusation about the Russia, but there's never been any proven fact about Russia at all.
Stop. That's absolutely wrong. What he was found innocent of with the Mueller report is there was not enough direct Russian collusion to affect the election. There were 110 instances of Russian contact within the Trump campaign. Let's be very clear about that. But the Mueller report said it did not affect the election. That's what he was found innocent of.
The impeachments didn't have to do with that anyway. Correct. The impeachments were for the Ukrainian call and then for the insurrection supposedly of January 6th. That's what the two impeachments were for. Nothing to do with the Russia collusion.
They were just fishing, trying to find anything. And Mike has the same energy for the whole Biden situation, because Biden will be impeached. I hope you have the same energy.
I was just going to say that, Mr. X. I'm almost hesitant to do this, but I totally agree with you about the fishing.
The Republican
expedition.
Is fishing? Because that's what Republicans are doing.
No, I totally Trump. Agree with you that both of the impeachment attempts against President Trump were wrong. They should never have happened. And they were just attempts to try to besmirch him. And it is extremely difficult to impeach a sitting president, almost impossible. It will be equally difficult to try to impeach President Biden, and it will be equally impossible to try to impeach President Biden. I would much rather our elected officials try to run our country than to spend time trying to get the other guy. Couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Director.
Thank you. And I believe this is why God put me here. This is the purpose I have, to sort of get you guys out of your brainwashing. This is exactly it. Thank you, Mike.
Well, Mr. X, if you're here on God's Providence, quit insulting us.
That's fair.
I don't think that's the way God works.
That's quit fair. Insulting us. That's fair, but I am a human. So sometimes when I hear some people just make jokes about my religion and my political leader, sometimes I slip up. I will do some very strong praying about that. Thank you, Mike, for helping me see where I might have gone wrong. I need to calm down.
All right. Well, guys, I think we've had a good conversation. What I plan on doing, I want to go through the today in history part again. And then I want to give everyone a last statement on what they want to say about what we've talked about today. And again, I want to say, I think everyone's done very good at keeping their calm today because on some very potential powder cake subjects. All right. So first, today in history. So those of you guys who don't know, today's International Human Solidarity Day. So we should all get along. And I think we did good today. In 1790, the first American cotton mill was made today. In 1803, we had the Louisiana Purchase from France for $15 million. We bought about a third of the U.S. 1812, Sacagawea died. For those of you who know Sacagawea, not personally, me or Mike, but we know
fondly.
About him.
Fondly.
Yeah, fondly. Very close. 1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union. 1990, the world's first website server went online at CERN. One of my favorite movies in 2002 came out today, Gangs of New York. In 2005, the first same-sex partnership in Scotland was celebrated. Only 2005, wow. 2019, Space Force was founded today. And finally, for you sports people, in 2022, Frank O'Hara's passed away this day in 2022. I was looking, Karen, I couldn't find anything specific for immigrants. I was trying for sure. If you ever see anything, please add it to what I have. So it's always good to know. So let's finish up. I want to give everyone a last minute, you know, to say what they thought about the show, if they have any last minute comments. Karen, do you want to start?
I don't really, but thank you, Mr. X, for acknowledging and I guess agreeing with Mike's request to please try to not be so insulting towards the group that you disagree with. But yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Anderson?
No, it was fun. Can't wait to do it again.
All right, Mahmood, what comments about today's show? I know we had a bunch of topics we were going to go through. We kind of got caught up on the two we had. So, but what was your feelings?
My feelings are, I just want to end with, whether you're religious or not, don't forget that we are individuals and we have our own humanity and values. Try to communicate more so that we can learn from each other and so that we can grow in a positive direction. I believe that's what religion's around for, and each other. To have a better sense of community.
All right, well said. I agree. Mr. X, what's your feeling?
I honestly don't have any great statement to make.
Okay, Mike?
Well, I just wanted... I hope people understand that we have a judicial system, which is the third leg of our government that was designed to protect as a protection for Americans, just like the Satanic Temple, who I don't think anybody on this panel would agree or be interested in watching or seeing the Satanic Temple's display. But at the same time, I also think most of us would agree that they have the right and the freedom to do so. That's important. The judicial system protects all of us Americans to say, you have to follow the rules. You have to follow the Constitution. And I really get bothered when one side or the other, if they don't like what's going on with the judicial system, has decided to say, oh, see, it's corrupt. They're politicizing it. They're making it do things that I don't want it to do. And I'm sorry, I don't see that. I think that's very unhealthy as a country for us to think that. We went through a very serious challenge with the last election. There were 84 different court cases related to the election. 82 of them were decided and said there was no fraudulent or enough fraudulence to change the election. We have a system that protects us. And rather than putting it down because we don't like those decisions, that's bothersome. That really can be a problem. So let's be careful with that. Let's be careful and let's be proud of the protections that our government affords us to be able to speak out, to make displays that we not even like. I wouldn't go see that, but I'm going to give him the right to do it if he wants to do it. And I'm hoping that no one wants to go see that. You know, just like a bad movie, rather than getting rid of all movies that I don't like, let's figure out a way to convince our children or people in our sphere of influence to say, don't go see that movie. Don't support that. That's the way to do it. Don't censor it, but just don't go see it. Don't allow, you know, don't let it be a part of our society. Anyway, sorry, I got a little carried away.
No, that's all right. Well said. I think that today we all communicated relatively well with each other, which I like. I think that's the whole concept of this show, is to try to, you know, we can be wrong and we can listen to other people and other people's opinions, even whether we agree with them or not, and try to take them in. One of the biggest things I learned a long time ago is if you walk into a conversation and not willing to at least listen to what other people say, there's no reason to have the conversation. So I think that we're listening to each other, which I think is a very good and healthy thing for us. And we hopefully are learning things from each other, which I think I am. And I want to continue that process. So I thank you all for today. I thought today's show was relatively interesting. It was quiet. There was no yelling or screaming, which is different for us. But I thought that was good. Well, you know, we've had our times, Mike. We know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I thank everybody, and I hope you all enjoyed it.
And happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Holidays, everybody.
That's right.
Peaceful holiday.
Merry Christmas. Yep. May God bless you all.
Amen. God bless us, y'all.
You too. You too. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Bye, Mary Jane.
Bye, Luke. Bye, John boy.
That's right. Bye, Mary Ellen.